Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
So, Ben, when was the last time that you went to the dentist?
I go to the dentist every 6 months.
Do you?
Every 6 months. And guess what?
What?
You're going to be floored by this. At 39, I do not have a filling. I wouldn't even know what it's like to have a filling in my mouth.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. Well, on our show today, we've got Dr. Hishan. Hi, Doctor.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Very good. Now, you are quite a famous dentist because you travel around the world speaking to lots of different groups and universities, and you also have a few different techniques, don't you, in terms of the whole world of dentistry?
I do, yes, and I enjoy sharing that, and that's why I travel sharing basically what I've learned and what I've discovered and how that could help make other people professionally, as well as people as in the guests, as we call them, or the patients, their lives better as well.
But there is still a huge fear factor, isn't there, in going to the dentist?
Absolutely. Fear, that's a good word, actually. It's not a comfortable thing, being awake and having somebody inside your body, no matter what the procedure is. Some are obviously not as uncomfortable as others, but it still feels like an invasion of space while you're awake. It's something that we know we have to do because we want to prevent problems, or we have problems and want them fixed, but then we're always afraid of that, what's coming, and try and overcome is that fear factor. And the only way you can overcome it, because you can't change the procedure, is to use technology, advanced technology of today, that makes the procedure better and more comfortable, but also work on the human aspect of the whole thing and make people feel more comfortable through experiencing a relationship, through experiencing a treatment, basically, that's given to them by people who care.
So how do you do that, though? How do you conquer that?
A few examples of what we do, because you asked me actually, what do we do? How do we show people that we actually care? Without telling them, hey, come to us because we care. Well, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, anybody can say that. So when you come in, I've intentionally designed the whole place to actually not look like a dental practice and not feel like a dental practice. Actually, it's an institute. It's a teaching institute with a high-tech dental practice in it. So when people come in, there's a lounge where they're welcomed into with a concierge who stands up and shakes their hand and welcomes them in. A lot of people actually get confused. I'm coming to the dentist. Am I in the right place? The first time, I'm like, yes, point made. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Score one. And the music and the way they're treated, and then they walked around. They're shown around the whole place before they even actually meet the dentist as such. Because, okay, now I know where I'm going. Oh wow, this looks nice. This looks different. Then they're taken to a relaxation room where they literally sit down on chaise longs, relax, fill out a form if they need to, have a drink, make them barista coffees and selection of herbal teas and juices and minted water and all these things. And then when they're taken in, they're involved from the word go with their own diagnosis. They don't get taken in, hi, how are you, open wide, let me have a look. It's sit down in front of a computer screen, talk about the photographs that we've just taken, talk about the x-rays that we've just taken, and ask you, what's your main concern? Thank you for being here, and take it from there, basically. Mm. Listen to them, show them what's going on, and then together come to a diagnosis and maybe a treatment plan, obviously if needed, and if there's nothing needed, then there's nothing needed. But when they feel that they're involved and they're welcomed and they can see what's going on, and this whole process takes them through a whole different experience than, you know, hi, this is your appointment, come in, open wide, let's get inside.
So thank you very much for joining us today. It's very interesting to talk about your world of dentistry. And of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.